It's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. Today, it's International Women's Day, and so I can't think of a better guest than our guest today to represent International Women's Day, because it's actually somebody who's near and dear to my heart and somebody I met through an international women's organization. So I'm so thrilled to bring her on today. Today we are talking with Suzanne Steisauer, and she's remarkable. She is so incredible in the information that she's bringing to the world and bringing to the planet. And when we talk about leading an unlimited life, how do you literally unleash the boundaries, the walls, the gates, and step to the other side? And everything from sustainability to new technologies to film to way of living, she specializes in bringing you the very best of the very best and has manifested a way in which to live off the grid. She's even been recognized on television for her incredible work and way of life. For 35 years, Suzanne has helped people successfully navigate the unknown territories. I love that. From traumatic events, from illnesses, and the true desire for purpose and direction leading to their next steps. She is a certified life and career coach. She is a spiritual guide, an author, a speaker, a workshop facilitator, and a radio show host. I was actually one of her very first guests, and we will talk about that today. She has a master's degree in counseling psychology with certifications in clinical hypnotherapy, coaching, as well as being an inspired learning facilitator. Suzanne is now launching a new and completely different way of communicating spirit, energy, health, wellness, wholeness, and a better way of life on an online television show that shares information, people, transformational movies, cosmic impacts, and conscious causes to help people plug themselves in and to truly make a difference. Her show is called Transforming the Times. And truly, if you think what it is about transforming the times in today's world, Suzanne is offering that and unfolding that right before you. You can watch her weekly show for free during the month of March. We are in March, so that means right now you can watch the show on Streaming for the Soul. She is the author of 3 books, and Suzanne released an award-winning and comprehensive life purpose workbook, which I have and I have done and I have used and I have shared with multitudes of people. It's 111 inspirational life purpose quotes and exercises in which you find your purpose in life. In May 2013, she releases, and this book guides people through a 5-step process to understand their unique life purpose DNA. So we will ask her what life purpose DNA is. I love just saying it, life purpose DNA. It sounds like something you want to put on your wall and then make it a life vision and dream and goal to go through, and their personal why. This is excellent for survivors in transition to get their bearings and their purpose from what they've experienced in multifaceted and holistic ways. So if you are lost, if you were turned around, if you are in a maze, if you are bored with your job, if you don't know why you're here or what you're supposed to do or what happens next, then you want to get Suzanne's book and you really want to know how to move forward, the why you're here, what's intuitive, what's instinctual inside of you, and how to take those gifts, hone them, and share them with the world. Suzanne co-founded the Living Well Talk Radio Network, where she hosts 3 weekly internet shows, including The Doctor's Inn, which I love, and Your Life Purpose Revealed with Ruins and Tarot. Last year, during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, The Doctor's Inn show, they featured doctors and healers with alternatives to care for breast patients and survivors. So she is an advocate for wellness. She is an angel on this planet. She is someone that has designed and defined her own way of living, her own lifestyle, her own way of understanding relationships with the planet and the earth. And not only does she live that way, but she has broadened her horizons to take all of this remarkable wisdom and knowledge and to share it on radio, to share it in books, and now to share it on TV. And we are so thrilled and so excited on International Women's Day to welcome one of the finest women I've ever met. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God, Nicole, I'm so happy. So great to be with you today.
It's incredible to have you here, and I love that it's International Women's Day. I was last year on this very day at an event that was all in Spanish.
Wow.
And it was so incredibly beautiful with Lucia de Garcia, and we've had Lucia on the show, and talking about all the different levels of humanity. And here it is an entire year later. So you think about circling around. And this year I am with you, and the same way that I was at an event that was in a different language, you effectively, the way you lead your life, it's a different language. Like when you talk about the DNA and you living off the grid and you, the way you've created your realities and your success and your genuine divine way of holding space and living is almost the same as I was last year. Only it's great because today I could talk to you in English, but I love that. I would love to first talk about, I mean, you have a new show that's launching Monday. Today is Saturday, so for those of you that are downloading this show and that are not listening to us live, we are in the month of March 2014, and this Monday, March 10th, one of the most transformational programs that has ever come to existence will be launching, and that's Suzanne's show, which is Transforming the Times. And so, first, congratulations.
Thanks, Nicole. I mean, you know, it's you know, quite an odyssey. And, you know, you talk about, you know, someone sort of living their own path. I think one of the things for me, and, you know, certainly I know for you, is that, I listen to spirit. I listen to my guidance. I listen to my intuition. And then I let that take me places, because who would have thunk in November that I would have started a television show in March? I mean, it wasn't on my radar screen. And so, you know, I could say that about, you know, being sustainable and doing the radio and writing my rune book and writing a screenplay. It's all been kind of by guidance, and I think anybody can live their own divinely guided life, inspired life, their ultimate life, you know, like you say, and your unlimited life for your life and your show and your being, if people just listen to their own spirits and their own hearts and callings and purpose, and then things just start to pop up and show up.
It's incredible. It really is. And so this show is going to be online, which is, I think, one of the smartest things. Do you know that last year I bought a new car? And with my car came an iPad. It did. And, you know, technology to me is and still continues to be such an amazement. I mean, I remember the first time I sent a fax, and I couldn't believe I put something in a machine and it came out in Spain and how that worked. I just was like, little balloons popping all over on top of my head. And I never knew with an iPad that you can get television, that you can have movies, information, that it's a mini computer in your hand. And now so many people are so international, and we're traveling all over the place, and so we don't have time to be in our house and to watch television. It's really funny because I know that when I was working on a television show on a major network, and one of my friends said, you know, go into restaurants, go into local restaurants, go into, you know, Coco's or Denny's, or go into, you know, any local Italian restaurant or seafood restaurant or sushi bar and ask people what they're watching. You know, people that are in these restaurants, they said, because your friends don't have time to watch TV. Your friends could never tell you if this is right or this is wrong. Your friends are downloading information onto their computers, your friends. And so it's a different way of consciousness. And so how you can reach people instantaneously now, starting Monday, March 10th. And so how do people find your show, one, and then two, tell me what they're going to receive once they find your show? What kind of information and impact can this have on their lives?
Great question, Nicole. So I'm going to actually roll the tape back, because when I started my show, you know, I just quipped to a friend of mine. I said, you know, I think I'm ready for television. And so he said, well, I have the perfect person for you. And so that became my co-executive producer. And we had a quick conversation. And then, again, I kind of gasped. And I said, okay, now what? What do you want me to show? I mean, what's worth spending air space and airwaves and my energy and the viewers' time and energy? And so I just asked, again, I asked the divine, what do you want me to do? And so then the name Transforming the Times came through. Transform the Times. Well, that's interesting. So what does Transform the Times mean? So that's the name of my show. And what it means is, what are the different ways that we can help people move through time and space to feel better, to become engaged, to help other people out, to know more about other really interesting things that are happening on the planet? And so that's kind of the premise of the show. And then I said, okay, well, so what should be in it? What should be the content? And so, you know, I've had, you know, several radio shows in the past, and the one that's still airing on Blog Talk Radio is Living Life on Purpose on the Living Well Talk Radio Network. And so Living Life on Purpose is about people doing things that make a difference, healers, sustainability experts, spirituality people, inspirational authors, musicians and entertainers like yourself, Nicole, and also, you know, just all these other interesting people who can bring inspiration and whole new vistas for people. And so I wanted to bring that to the television show, which I have, and every segment I have an interesting interview and somebody fascinating that's not necessarily an A-list person, and nobody speaks to me in soundbites, so you're not going to, you know, you're going to get to know someone. And then I have conscious impact, so like I have a weatherman who talks about the astrology weather report for the week, a conscious cause, and then I do something about transformational movies, because one of the things I discovered is that, you know, the alternative media is always complaining because nobody ever buys their stuff. Well, when I got around to looking at it, the reason they don't buy it is because nobody knows it's out there. And so I wound up doing a transformational movie segment where I'm showcasing some transformational movie which is related to whatever the topic is of the segment for that day and that episode. And then the last segment I'm doing is something called Championing the Good. And so, again, it relates to whatever the topic is, but ways people can get involved, like one of the people is Vets on Set, you know, and helping veterans get jobs, or like with our segment that we did, Nicole, like the World Peace Flame, like getting people involved in peace, who for people who want to be in some way involved in peace, there's a venue. And again, all of these things were things I didn't know a thing about, and so as I was researching them, it's like, oh my God, this is beautiful, I want to share this. And so it is the sharings of my heart in all these different areas that people can then plug into. And then I've taken all the work of finding everything out for people, and they just get to enjoy a beautiful hour segment once a week.
That's incredible. That's amazing. And so will your show air then every Monday at the same time?
It's going to air every Monday. So it's a funny thing when you pre-record things. So we pre-record them, but I'm pretending as if it's actually live the day of. So my March 10th segment has been programmed so that all the content relates to March 10th. So it's actually a live pre-recorded show. And they'll always air on at 7 o'clock on Monday nights for live, but their archives you can look at whenever. And then the other thing that's really fun about this, Nicole, is kind of like on Blog Talk, where people are going to be able to be in the chat room with me. So I'll be in the chat room with them a half hour before, during the segment, and then a half hour afterwards. So to help people continuously be, you know, able to plug in, ask questions, be connected. And for me, the bigger vision is I want people to find community, to find people that they love, that they want to get involved with and be close with, and who are sharing their passion. And, you know, two hands and two people and four hands and four eyes are better than just two. And so, you know, how can we get together and how can we make this world a better place? And for me, that's Transforming the Times. And so that's what's going to happen. So every Monday night at 7 p.m.
I'm thrilled. I'm so excited. And then I wanted to back up just a little, because this is not the first time, actually, that you're on TV, because just this year you did this amazing show on television that teaches people how to live in a very different way than they're used to thinking of, as we're talking about Unlimited Life, which I think is how do we step over those lines? And so can we talk a little bit about that? Because that was, you talk about groundbreaking on, and this was groundbreaking television. This is groundbreaking lifestyle, groundbreaking thinking, groundbreaking knowledge of how we can all lead an unlimited life.
Well, I'm glad we started out with my new television show and then we went to this one, Nicole, because sometimes people think, oh, my God, when they first hear. So what Nicole's talking about is, she mentioned in my, intro that I live off the grid. And so for 5 years, I lived completely off the grid on just use the solar and wind and the generator. And then I went and got on the grid because I wanted to do some other things. But I've always lived sustainably. I have 150 fruit and nut trees and chickens and goats and sheep and llamas and, a garden and everything else. And so I had been watching on National Geographic, they have a show about people who live sustainably, although they wouldn't call it sustainably. They call themselves preppers. And so I wanted to see if the preppers had anything new to offer me, like, do you have any good water things for me? Do you have any good alternative energy things for me? Do you have any good things for gardening with me? Do you have anything I haven't thought about? And so over the period of time when I had been watching the show, a couple of things just came to me really strongly. And two of those were that these guys were fanatical and that they were not, it wasn't about living well, it was about being in fear. And so I kept watching this. I said to my partner, I said, this is crazy. I said, we have everything that these guys have on television, only so much more, and we're happily living this way. We're not fanatical. We're not going anywhere. We can live this way into indefinitely. We don't, if anything goes down, it doesn't affect us. And in fact, all of my friends that live in urban areas already have a standing invitation to just come. We'll figure it out. Just come. And so I sent something to the Doomsday Preppers for National Geographic, and I said, if you want to do something that's not about guns, that's about true sustainability, that's about being in community as preppers, and that's about pro-life and not we're going to kill everybody who's not us, then talk to me. And so they did. And so I did this segment with them about bartering and being in community and living off the grid and bugging in, not bugging out. And it was really well received. And I thought that National Geographic did a good job with that, Nicole. They did a good job. I mean, they didn't take it all the way to where I'm actually showing them where I'm channeling the earth and the earth energies and talking about what the earth is telling me about how the changes are going to take place. But in terms of the practical stuff, they actually did put that pretty well on the air.
That's wonderful. I'm so pleased to hear that the approach was done in such a gentle way. And in a way that really showed people that this is a way of living and that it is possible without it being, negative or looked down upon or tried, to find somebody defined within the lines of living. And I also love when you went through all your list of all your animals and everybody and everything that's staying at your house, because I don't know if I ever told you the story about when I was in Ecuador and the baby llama.
Oh, no.
Recently had a baby llama, didn't you? Didn't you just have
I did. And last week, and it was born under Mercury retrograde, so I named her Mercury.
Oh, when I was in Ecuador, I was with Lynn Twist with the Pachamama Alliance, which is one of the organizations that I support and that I teach the material for. And we were in the middle of Ecuador, and outside my room, in this little town, almost like a little log cabin that I was staying at, but outside my room, I woke up and there was a baby llama.
Mm.
And I went outside and I put my nose right out, and the little baby llama put its nose right next to mine, and we kind of just had a little staring contest. And the baby llama looked at me, and we just kind of hung out for a while. And then the next day, the baby llama came back, and I went out to see the baby llama, and the baby llama brought his baby llama friends. And then Thursday, it brought his little baby llama friends and some of its older friends. And I said to Lynn Twist, who, for those of you that don't know, started the Hunger Project, and now she works with the Pachamama Alliance, whose mission statement is an environmentally sustainable, spiritually fulfilling, and socially just human presence on our planet. So one of the most beautiful people on the planet. And I said to Lynn, we have a friend of ours, Dave Ellis, and Dave always says that there's no such thing as jealousy. That when you see something in life, like a red Ferrari, or you see somebody that has this house, or you see someone that has a lifestyle like yours, where you're living off the grid, that instead of being jealous, it's awareness. And all of a sudden, in that moment, you're aware that you wanted a red Ferrari. You're aware that you wanted a house like that. You're aware you wanted to live freely. And that instead that you put it on a list or you put it on a vision board and you work in creating or manifesting that in alignment with your life, that it's not jealousy, it's awareness.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful,
so I
Nicole.
Told Lynn, isn't it? And I told Lynn that morning that it wasn't until that morning that I realized I wanted a baby llama. Fact, baby llama on the list. Baby llama on a vision board, because in that moment there was an awareness of something that connected to me that I said, yes, I want that. And ever since that day, baby llama has been in my consciousness. And then the other day, out of the blue, you said, I just had a baby llama.
Well, you have to come up then, Nicole. You should come up and hang out with me and the critters for a little while. And, you know, I have some friends with me in town, and it, you know, it's beautiful to be able to share all this with people, and me having, you know, Spirit and Nature Farm is not just for me, it's actually for the community, it's for people to come and decompress and reconnect with nature. And one of the women said to me today, she said, I can't believe how spongy your ground is, I can't believe how green everything is and how you can smell nature and there's nothing artificial. And this, what you see green, is naturally growing out the ground. It's not, you know, typical stuff that you see. It's native and it's, you know, it's life-affirming and sustainable and it's doing its own thing. And so it's really fascinating, Nicole. So, yeah, you should come meet Mercury. Come up and spend some time. And she has this cute little smile on her face. She was born smiling.
I would love that, and I'm sure that in the moment that you said, I just had a baby llama, you had no idea the impact it had on me, but it was huge, because in my orbit has been baby llama.
And that is so cool.
It was just so fabulous, and as you talk about this fabulous fairy tale place that you live in, is there a suggestion, or are there suggestions that you can share with the audience on the show? Because you said that you were living off the grid and then you kind of went back on the grid because there are some things, you know, going on in the planet and the world you wanted to be connected to. But are there simple things that people can do to be more sustainable themselves and in their communities that you would recommend, that you could say you could just try this or try that and really it would connect you more to the earth and the planet and yourself?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to go with that, Nicole. So, like, if I was going to just say, how do you connect with yourself? Let's just say you're going to be more sustainable with yourself. You know, there's all the different recycling programs and whatever. But you can also go inside of yourself and see how you can recycle energy. So, for instance, if you are in places where there's negative thoughts, and you can go and just use your own being of light to say, let me just transmute that energy as it's moving through. And so you become a recycling tool for energy. So that, you know, you can recycle energy and places, and you don't have to do anything. In terms of actually like land and 3D recycling, one of the things that I tell people is recycling isn't all that complicated. And so, you know, if you have a little tiny place, you can have container gardens. You can have windowsill gardens. And one of the things, you know, I have a lot of land. I've got 30 acres. So I have a lot more capacity to do different things. But one of the things that I've always done and people can do is, you know, we want to go and shred all of our, you know, personal documents and whatever. And worms and the soil love our paper. And so if it's shredded, it can go at the bottom to be a like wick for water, and then you put soil on top, and then it'll turn into dirt over time. And you don't have to do anything. And then, or you can bring in some worms, like, you know, typical little fishing worms, and just put them in whatever your compost area is. You don't have to turn compost. You don't have to do anything. If you're thinking about wanting to be sustainable and having things that you can eat. I will not kill anything that's on my land. So everything that's here is here until it chooses to leave the planet. But that's not to say I won't eat the eggs and I won't drink the milk. And so, you know, how is it that you can be more sustainable where you live? How can you, you know, bring nature to your doorstep? How can you, you know, work with nature in some co-creative way? Like when I created my rune oracle, which is a fortune-telling oracle, I wanted to do something where instead of burning up this beautiful red wood that I had, I actually turned it into something that was saleable and that people could love and appreciate. And so what is it that you can do with the natural resources that you have at your fingertips that you can, you know, make something else happen? So a lot of it, I think, too, Nicole, is just about people's creativity and, you know, how they want to go do things with what they have and not be limited to the traditional ways that we think about things.
I love that. It's such great advice. And I know when you were saying that you were working on the show, on the Prepper show, so are most people... And I'm just asking because I honestly don't know the answer to this, and you might not know the answer to this, but the show might have an opinion on this. Are most people afraid of the end of the world, of earthquakes, of floods, of, you know, taking that doomsday attitude, or most people, you know, like I always think Christopher Columbus discovered America, or I can't wait for an earthquake and all of a sudden there's Atlantis, you know, for something to happen. And then all of a sudden life is better and more blissful than we ever possibly could have imagined. But is the take from most people that are fear, or are most people gathering and creating a future?
Beautiful question, Nicole. Absolutely beautiful question. And the sad, sad thing in this moment on the planet right now is that most people are in fear and they don't know where to go. And what I mean by that is there's not a conscious thought of, okay, if this happened, then what? And how would I go from there? Or what should I do from here? Or to be plugged in? Or, you know, you think about the things that have happened with Hurricane Sandy and, you know, the big major events that we've had. And people are completely unprepared. So part of it is knowing that nature and can be somewhat unpredictable. And so how is it that you can just be centered with that? And so simple ways to prepare are to say, okay, I'm going to have 3 days' worth of food and water. 3 days' worth of anything that I may need, I'm going to have with me. And I'm going to have that wherever I am. And so that's just part of being prepared. So once you can be prepared, you're not scared. And then from there, people can actually venture. And I love what you just said, Nicole, about, oh, imagine if a new earthquake brought Atlantis up, or imagine what, you know, this next beautiful place could be. But the other part that I, and this is the part that they edited out of my Prepper segment, which is the really most important part, was I told them, I said, listen, if you listen to your spirit, if you listen to God, if you are connected in that way, you will be guided exactly what to do. You will feel something coming. You will be led to do certain things. You will be guided down the path, and you don't even need to worry about it because you're going to be taken care of no matter what. And all you got to do is just walk the steps. And so I think one of the things about an unlimited life is learning how to listen and learning how to trust so that you can walk that step, walk that path with ease, even if it doesn't look like, really, why do you want me to do that? And you can also ask, why do you want me to do that? But, and then, you know, like you said, this beautiful vision of, you know, even if we do have some catastrophic event, imagine something absolutely miraculous coming out of it. And so, you know, the sad part right now is that, you know, people are more fear-based than they are vision-based. I mean, think about looking around on the planet, Nicole, you know, and, you know, for most people, they don't have the luxury and pleasure where you and I live, and we've created these lives for ourselves. This is not something that we were handed, and that's what I tell people. It's like, honey, you can do this too. You can do this too. To lead people to possibilities so they can open that up in whatever way, and their vision may look totally different than ours, but if it comes from a place of vision, it'll share the heart like me and you do, and me and the rest of the people, and you and the rest of the people who are in this much bigger network we're connected with. They'll share the heart, and everybody looks, and they're just like, oh, my God, how cool is that, and smile. And, you know, so, again, when I think about transforming the times, It's giving away people to plug into that, connect with those kind of people, connect with that inside of themselves so that they can get there.
Thank you. That's such beautiful information and such a great answer and such a great response. And I love the way that you see life. When you look at the stars or rainbows or just your descriptions and the peripheral view in which you see is so expansive and so gorgeous and so lush. And not only can you see it, but you could share it in such a beautiful, remarkable way. And so that brings me to your book. So 111, that's a lot, 111. 111 inspirational life purpose quotes and exercises to find your purpose in life. And so many people, you know, and you hear it all the time, someone that doesn't know what they're supposed to do or someone, ironically, I spoke at a Millionaires to Billionaires conference. I don't know if I ever told you this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 500 millionaires that wanted to be billionaires. And I was a keynote speaker at the event. And my cousin at that time, who is so cute, and she's so adorable, and we were both single at that time, and she said to me, "Oh, my gosh, Nicole, aren't you excited? There are 500 millionaires." She said, "Oh, my gosh, that's great. And you must be so, so excited to be speaking at this conference and to meet all these men." And I looked at her, and I said, "Actually, not at all." I said, "Because there are 500 lost men. None of them know what to do next. Here are 500 people who could be creating programs, transforming planets. They could be, you know, affecting great change in cause. And instead, they're all gathered together trying to figure out what to do next. They're lost.
Right.
I'm not really that eager to meet any of them." So, but to understand that so many of us across the planet, even when we have everything, as Paul Scheele says, the average of your very best day. And when I look at the average of my very best day or the average of my very best week or the average of my very best month, it's a great life. And I bet you everybody could say that my average very best day is pretty darn good. But still people say, okay, do I put my money in a 401k or should I invest in this? Should I invest in that? Should I buy these shoes? Should I not buy these shoes? I'm not feeling like I'm happy. I'm making money. I'm sustaining my family. So what is life purpose? Let's start with what is life purpose. If we're going to find it, what is it?
Well, I'm going to roll the tape back a minute, Nicole, because I want to share another vision with people. Because it just came to mind, and so I just feel like it's to be said at this moment. And
sure.
So I had some girlfriends of mine come up last night, and they were like, "Oh my God, it's so dark and so quiet, and you can see the stars, and oh my God, there's some red and green stars up there." And I said, "What are the red and green stars about?" And they said, "Well, those are kind of, they're alien, they're intergalactic, and they're keeping track on the planet." And I said, "Really?" I said, "There's a whole bunch of those in the sky. And oh, by the way, there's one that keeps track of me every night when I sleep." And I said, "Isn't that interesting? Well, that would make total sense." And then I said, "Oh, by the way, if you look up in the sky, you can literally see the Milky Way right above my house, the whole Milky Way, and you can see the dome of the Ark of the Heavens." And she said, "What? What does that mean?" And I said, "Look." I said, and I just pointed with my finger over the arc of the black night sky, and you could feel it, and you could feel the thing, and you could feel us being contained in the vastness of space in this arc of the heavens. And so she's like, "Oh, my God, I get it." And so I think one of the other things for people is to be able to experience our connection with the vastness of what is the great mystery and also the divine, because then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this puts a whole different perspective on things. And then to look for those little green and red stars. And, you know, your best day, Nicole, I love that. And it's just a special thought. And I don't think I've ever thought that way. But one of the things that I have done, and it took me a long time, but I've actually extracted myself from this whole business of a need to make money. It's not that I don't have a fair amount of income requirements, but but I have no need to make money. I have been blessed with having money be brought to me, and oftentimes I have no idea where my next set of money is going to come from, and it needs to be several zeros at a crack. And so one time I asked Great Spirit for something, and he said, well, how about instead, how about if I bring you a galactic dump truck full of cash? And so I just want, you know, listeners, pause and think what a galactic dump truck full of cash would be in your world. What would you do with that, like Nicole said? It's not about the money. And so from that whole perspective, I'm working with my coaching clients, I started to ask myself, what is life purpose? And I'd been given a whole series of tasks, so I knew what my life purpose was. I've known for many, many decades now. And so I started thinking, okay, how do I make this something that makes sense for people and it's not so woo-woo and yet it's not so limiting as your skills, gifts, and talents? And so I started simply. I said, I just asked, and of course I was shown an answer. And so I went back to the word purpose. And purpose means the aim or intention. And if you put life purpose, put those two words together, it's the aim or intention of the energy, your chi, that you're putting forth. And what is it that you want to have come out of the aim or intention of your own life force energy, what that you do on a daily basis? So when you think about your great life, and what is the aim or intention of the energy you're putting forth? Are you putting forth energy for a great life today? But it can be more like long-term. So, you know, and I've had that same conversation at Cole about people and money. It's like, if I had $1 billion, what do you need to live? It's not a billion, so okay, that means that's that much more I can be creative with, and what do I want to make a difference on this planet? And I was thinking, and I think I shared this with you when we last saw each other, that there, if the 85 most wealthy people on this planet got together and with all their resources and their reach said, we are going to make this different. We're going to now be strategic. We're going to look around on this planet. We're going to see where we need to bring water, where we need to bring peace, where we need to bring vision, where we need to bring empowering education. And we decided that that was going to be our goal. It would be accomplished within a few years. And so it was like, it's about bringing to bear the vision and the desire of people who can to actually make a difference. And so everybody has a life purpose, the aim or intention of the energy you put forth. And so that's the starting point, Nicole. You know, and then you move into the life purpose DNA piece of this and each person's unique blueprint.
See, I absolutely love that. It was interesting. There's a Broadway show we were actually singing in the studio the other day. And one of the songs talks about, I'd rather be 9 people's favorite thing than 100 people's 9th favorite thing.
Wow.
Because those 9 people will tell their friends about what you're doing and your energy and your work, and then they will tell their, you know. And so I love that idea of keeping that vibration. And when you talk about your unique DNA or your blueprint, to me that's the magical code. You know, that's the map. That's the keys to the kingdom and the golden chalice.
Yep.
Because,
yep,
you know, if we all come in with this incredible magic blueprint that says this is the design, like a house, of your life, and this is the structure, and this is all the rooms, and this is, you know, all of that, and all that can be housed within that blueprint, within that magical kingdom. And so to me, that's so exciting. And so was that information that came to you or that unfolded to you? And once you received that information, what was the impact that happened inside of yourself that you said, I have to share this with people in the world, and created the book and launched, you know, the book in the process of that?
Well, yeah, great question. And so one of the things, Nicole, I have a standing rule of thumb for myself. If it's not a divine download, don't bother me. So you're not going to find me saying like, oh, please, should I do this? Or, oh, please, I want to go do this, that, or the other thing. If it's not divinely downloaded, never mind. Don't talk to me because it's not going to happen. However, if it's a divine download, then my goal always, always, always is it has to be universally applicable. So if I can find a place where it's not applicable, then I don't want it. So with the Life Purpose DNA, I started, so first they showed me, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do with this? Because there's nothing like this written in any of the Life Purpose books, the 150,000 Life Purpose books written and material on Life Purpose. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? And so what they did was they showed me a continuum of all the different places where we are impacted, and it impacts who we are in our lives, in our life force energy and whatever. And so the first one of them is natal. Everybody came in at certain days, certain times, certain place. So we have a name that has a vibration and a meaning and a legacy. We have a time. We have planetary influences. All of that impacts us. And then the next one is developmental. Each one of us is in some certain place in our life. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is hardwired into us. So when some of us are going to be in survival, some are being in self-actualization, and that phase also dictates your purpose because it's hardwired. We will not do anything but that. So that's kind of the way we're going to do it. Then there's psychological purposes, which is kind of who we are. It's kind of like how we best like to function. And then the one everybody knows is professional, which is skills, gifts, and talents. And then there's the spiritual, which is your connection with your own higher purpose, higher calling, intuition, divine guidance, God, you know, whatever you want to say there. And then there's the mystical, which is your peak experiences, your vibrational being. What I tell people is stop, and all I want you to do is follow your feet. Where do your feet want to take you? And so it's, you know, peak experiences and that high that you get, that's the vibrational, mystical purpose. You can also have it through illness and near-death experiences and being in nature. And then the last one is transitional. Like every time we transition, it's like we're, you know, in some new opportunity, new place to have new information, new personage come out of that. And so you take all those different elements, your life purpose DNA, and then you have a composite. You're a hologram. And then out of that comes your own blueprint. And that's when people are powerful. And then that blueprint enables you to know, A, your life purpose, B, how you want to express it. And your life purpose will never change, but the expressions will. So, for instance, you know, I was helping people as an intuitive way back when, and then I became a social worker, and then I became a life coach, and now I'm a radio and television show host. And each one of those is an expression of my life purpose, which is to help people connect with the divine to fulfill them and enrich the planet. And so each person has some beautiful personal mission statement which arises out of, you know, those that life purpose DNA and then how they can finally express it.
That's fantastic.
So I have a funny piece to that. You know, you say 111 is a lot for people, Nicole, and you know, it is a lot because what I wanted to do was to honor people's spirits and to say there is something for everyone here and there's so much diversity and so much opportunity that I want you to find what's luscious for you and resonates with you and not, again, be some round hole in a square peg, but who are you? And to really be able to find that for yourself once and for all, not like you have to fit into a one-size-fits-all deal, but, you know, who are you once and for all?
Just beautiful. I mean, just so amazing. And I love 111 because it's so sacred. If you know, we had a numerologist on the show. And that's such a power number to begin with.
Yep.
And just the countdown of that, and to think that there are so many different ways that we can elevate to higher consciousness, that we could open our hearts, that we can envelop love, that we could be swaddled in the universe, that we can have epiphanies, you know, just brought to us. So, you know, so yes, it's... it's fantastic. And your journey, as you were just sharing, going from one to the life coach to writing to now doing this just amazing television show, and the way that you're sharing information, you know, higher on the ladder and higher on the ladder, it's just remarkable. And what happens is you're able to reach more and more people. I remember somebody once said to me that when you're climbing a mountain, that the only thing you can't do when you're climbing up a mountain is turn around, because when somebody is calling you and you turn around to talk to them or to help them, that you're no longer going up the mountain. Now you're facing down the mountain. But that once you get to the top of the mountain, you could see everything and you could see everybody and your voice resonates, you know, like when you yodel and you can hear it, you know, whatever. And once you get to the top of the mountain, how now you can help all the people and all the villages and all the towns and everywhere, and even people that you can't see, you can help because they can hear your vibration and they can hear your sound. And by you climbing to the top of the mountain of television now, you really are at a place where your voice and your energy can resonate. Even those, you know, who haven't met you in person can now be absolutely enlightened and energized and awakened by your profound information and knowledge.
Well, thanks, Nicole. And, you know, the other thing for me is that, and this is for all of your listeners, is that life is an evolutionary journey. And if you take it that way, it will evolve you. So if you're, like, feeling stuck or feeling like, okay, I'm sick of doing this now today, I'm done with that, and I'm ready to move on, what are you ready to move on to? And so, you know, one of the other things I tell people is you are never not living on purpose. It's just you either becoming or being that purpose. So if you haven't gotten there yet and you're feeling frustrated, okay, you're part of the becoming part of your own purpose. But there comes a day when if you are working towards that, it will further you, it will move you, it will take you there, and to let it take you there. And so one of the things that I think is fascinating is that, and certainly with the times the way they are now, is that, you know, when I got into radio, I said, you know, and being a coach, I said, well, you know what, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I can see doing this until I die. I'm good here. And then, you know, three years later, I'm doing television. And then I haven't even had my first television segment air. I already know the next thing I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be being a global ambassador for the community of light. And you're going to join me doing that, by the way, Nicole. We're going to be global ambassadors for the community of light, truly bringing some people together in light. And then with all these other things, looking from the top of the mountain down and helping people connect up. And so I'm really excited. So it's like really now I realize that, you know, and then I said, well, that's good. I can do that for the rest of my life. And then as soon as I said that, I saw the next vision, which was I had been dreaming, and I don't know if the angels are dreaming me or how this is really working, but anyways, I'm seeing what heaven on earth looks like when that energy is back here, actually in the physical form. I'm like, it's flatland out here, even though my property is beautiful. This is flatland. So I'm like, okay, well, so I'm going to be a community of light, you know, the ambassador. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to wind up helping the angels bring that down into this dimension. So I have no idea where this whole thing is really going to end. And you know, I'm 57, so it's really funny to me, you know, like time and age. I plan to live till I'm 120 and, you know, time and age, and who knows what's going to happen with all this.
I love that, and I love being a global ambassador for the community of light. And I always think about the lighthouses and how the lighthouse shed lights, not just on the cruise liners, but on the little boats, you know, on everything that goes by the lighthouse. And I was taught a long time ago that the light workers on this planet were like acupuncture needles on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us is a point in the meridian in which the energy flows through. So it flows from me to you and from you, you know, onto somebody else, and that energy and that light just streamlines, you know, through the planet and through the universe. And I love being able to be part of that and process of that and community with that, and certainly, you know, and circle with you and the joy of being with you. And I've, you know, had the opportunity to be on the set with you, and I can tell you that the energy of the show, for those of you that are listening today, Suzanne's show, Transforming the Times, is riveting. The material is so easy. It's so funny. It's part of it reminds me of, you know, Won't You Be My Neighbor? You know, just because it's so, you come on and this warm, fuzzy feeling just sort of opens inside. It's like there's just this warmth that washes over you when it begins. And you just, it's so familiar, even though you don't know why. And then your guests are so handpicked and so special, and the information that they're sharing is not information that's readily available, not information that's accessible everywhere, and certainly not information that they've heard before. And if they have, it's information that is shared in a brand new way so it's absorbed and it's taken in like some delicious, delicious, decadent dessert, that it's so scrumptious and it's so delicious and it's so delightful to savor that you can't wait to be able to go for the next scooping or the next, treat. And
yeah.
So I just, I know the show is already, out there in the world and successful, and we're just backtracking as you do when you're, doing these readings in the front and the back of our lives, saying that this is the day that it was launched, which is March 10th, Monday, 2014. But when we're looking back on March 10th, 2014, we will all say that was a time when television changed and information changed. And certainly we were witness to an unbelievable, enchanting leap in humanity on evolution of programming and the way that we share information and live an unlimited life.
Well, thanks, Nicole. And, it's really interesting because, again, I don't do anything unless I'm told. I have to be guided or I don't really know what to do. And so when I, started to, they'd given me the content, and my angels had kind of given me the content. They gave me the flow, and, then that made sense. I could see how logically all that hung together. And then the day I was going to start my shoot, and, you're an actress, so you know about all this stuff, and I don't know any of this stuff. So I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? And I literally asked the question, what do you want me to do? I just asked the angels, what do you want me to do? And then I went to bed with that for my thought. And when I woke up, and then I had this really weird headache in the top of my head in my crown chakra, which really kind of shocked me because I never get headaches. And then I'm like, I hope that doesn't happen on the set tomorrow. And so I woke up in the morning, and all of a sudden my whole body was vibrating. And I just sat there with a vibration. I said, what is this? What's going on here? And then I realized that the angels were doing a light download with me. They were giving me this new frequency. And I said, what do you want me to do with that frequency? And I realized, of course, it had to do with my television show, because why would it have been any other time than that moment? And so it had to be relevant to what I was doing. And so what they showed me was that my job was just to be this light being in this frequency, just to be myself, not to do anything else. They'd already programmed whatever frequency they wanted. And then all I was to do was to just be myself, let this run. And what they showed me was that everybody was going to be able to receive it in their hearts. Their defenses were going to just melt, and they were just going to be able to receive. And I said, what a beautiful vision. Oh, good. I'm down for that. I can be that good. I'm ready to do that. And so, hearing you say that, Nicole, it's like, oh, my God, my vision, my wish, what the angels said actually kind of came true.
It did, and it is. And I'm so thrilled and so excited for you. And I'm ecstatic. And also for those of you that are listening, you and I are going to be collaborating, and I am going to be jumping onto your show once a month on celebrities and their causes. And, and I'm very excited to bring to your program all of the incredible causes that I've worked with throughout the planet, and I can't think of a better forum and a better place to bring them than to your arena and to your platform and to your audience. And it's exciting for me because I know that I'm going to see you once a month.
I know. It's so exciting, Nicole. Yeah. And I love, I love having you as my guest and you being with me and us being able to be with some of the women of the Order of St. John, and to bring the vastness of their beingness to the television set, and to be able to feel that through the television show, and their commitment and their dedication and their love and their fierceness. I mean, it was just remarkable to me. It was sort of breathtaking for me to be, just doing these series of interviews. And I never know what's going to happen next. I never know who I'm going to be interviewing next on some of these segments. And that makes it really remarkable. But it always comes from that place of purpose and kind of what the angels told me. And, I know as long as I follow my guidance, I will be fine. And the same is true for all of you listening. All you got to do is follow your guidance, and you will be fine. There was never an angel that told someone to take a wrong turn. Never.
I love that. Well, that's such beautiful advice. And so tell us once again, starting this Monday, March 10th, 2014, and if you are listening to the show and the download, and it is past March 10th, 2014, you will still be able to download these shows. And so, Suzanne, tell us once more how to...
You can go and find all my Streaming for the Soul television segments. So the first one, I'm interviewing my co-executive producer, who's a remarkable man, Carl Fink, and he's talking, I had him talk about his vision of spiritual programming and his vision for streamingforthesoul.com and .tv. And then the second week, I'm having a remarkable woman who's an actor, activist and author, and she works with the kids in L.A. County Juvenile Hall. Then I have a man the third week coming who's been had two near-death experiences and then has created 408 different alternative healing, tried all these, and he's now going to bring them to his television show so people can figure out, you know, if they need other healing, they're going to have ways to even tap into these things. And that's going to be Alchemy of Healing, also on streamingforthesoul.com. And then in week four, I have a masterful astrologer who's going to be with us, and he does my cosmic weather segment. So if you want to go and check out the show, it's, again, it's Transforming the Times, and that'll be on streamingforthesoul.com. And if for some reason you want to reach out to me directly, you can do that through my website, and that's yournextstepcoach.com. And I actually have some stuff on life purpose there, which you can find, and, you know, free stuff if you want to go get involved with your own life purpose, if you've been moved by the show and you feel like doing that, go check that out.
Fantastic. And Streaming for the Soul is free for the month of March, so people can check it out, which I absolutely love. And then to get a download of today's show, you can just pick up your telephone and just text to 55678. That's 55678. And the message you want to text is simply Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, in the message. So to 55678, the message is Nicole, and you can download today's show right into the palm of your hand. You can listen to this anytime you want, over and over and over again, which I highly recommend because Suzanne is so enchanting and so enlightening. And if you'd like any of our archives, you can also find them there as well. So, Suzanne, thank you so much for being with us today. I wish you all the success in the world and the great beyond with your show. I know Transforming the Times is just a luscious, wonderful, special new show that is so creative and so from the heart and so awakening in its message and material. And I know it will reach audiences worldwide. So I'm absolutely thrilled for you and look forward to having you back. And so we can talk about all the incredible things you're doing and all of the new guests that you found on your show.
Oh, my God, Nicole. And thank you. And thank you for, you know, your big love and big support and, you know, just being the big being that you are in the world to make all this stuff happen.
Well, I adore you, and I cannot imagine. Today is International Women's Day, and I know that there is sister love all over the world today, but certainly I want to acknowledge my sister love for you.
So. You too, honey.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Transforming the Times, airing this Monday, March 10th, 2014, Stream of the Soul. And just incredible information, and we're so proud and excited of Suzanne and all of the work that she's doing. And if you were interested in her life purpose work, your next coach, your next step coach, and certainly that, you know, her information is right to the heart, right to the spirit, right to the soul, and just launches you into the next stage of your life, your vision, your dream, your destiny, your life purpose, your DNA, and all this new information that's out there that she's bringing right to your doorstep. So this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life. Join us next week with Dolph LaRusse, one of my favorite people. He is like the international superstar. He is the James Bond of how you live internationally, how you make money internationally, how you can fly around the world and land around the world, literally just live a life of unlimited bliss and a limited financial prosperity. And he is actually flying through Los Angeles on his way to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. And as he is passing through here, I have asked him to jump on the line to be with you and to share how does one live an international life of prosperity, freedom, fun, and how do you do that? How do you have properties all over the world and a life that transcends around the world? So we're very excited for next week's show. So join us for Dolph. And this is Nicole Brandon wishing you a very incredible, remarkable week. And may you live an unlimited life.